This is a CHLY and CVOX news update. This Easter Sunday, Queer Center Comox Valley is inviting people of all ages to gather with chosen family for a queer potluck at the Foundry in Courtney. Mika Johnson, vice president on the board of directors, says that the Queer Center was born 6 months ago from a desire to create community that is resilient and intergenerational, a space to build relationships where people can lean on and support each other through times of hardship and also celebrate the great times.
Queer Center Comox Valley is a new nonprofit that me and my friend started because we are queer people that want community resources and want to provide those resources to other people in the community. So we were like, why don't we do that? We know what we want, and we want to help people get what they need.
Johnson says the choice to host an event celebrating Easter is to provide an open space for people who would otherwise be spending the holiday alone, whether that be because they don't have family locally or because their families do not accept them.
It's hard being queer when you don't necessarily have family, or your family's far away, or they don't support you. But here we can choose to support each other and be in good community and welcome each other with open arms and big hearts.
The choice to make the event a potluck is both practical and symbolic.
Food is very central in the way we show up for people. We need to nourish our bodies and our spirits and our minds. And when we can do that with food and community and friendship, we get to support all aspects of ourselves.
Johnson also shared that while the Queer Center is working hard toward opening a physical location for the community center, resources are limited. Calling on the community to come together and share their food with each other lightens the load on the nonprofit and the organizers, and also creates a space for people to share their own traditional foods, whether that be personal, familial, or cultural.
It's really hard to show up in community when people aren't being fed, and we don't have a lot of resources to feed people yet, so we're asking people in the community to show up and support each other with food and love.
Johnson says that while their queerness has always been accepted by their family, that family is quite scattered. So Johnson grew up surrounded by people they were choosing to be with, chosen family.
Community organizing and hanging out with my peers has always been very central to my well-being and my ability to connect with each other. And basically, like, I want to be alive if I didn't have community and chosen family. So I want to be able to pay that forward and continue creating spaces for other queer people to step into that too, that safety net and that well-being and celebration that I have experienced.
Johnson says that being able to create a space for others to share that same experience is a powerful tool for connection and solidarity in the face of rising hostility toward queer and trans existence.
It's really important in the Comox Valley to be able to host free intergenerational queer events because there's so many queer people of different generations in this area that are not able to connect or don't know that there's places for connection. So we're hoping to be able to bring a lot of different types of people together to support each other, to form resilient intergenerational community. And I'm quite afraid of the political landscape of the world that's happening right now. And I feel very reassured when I'm able to lean on my friend and be seen and supported and be like, oh yeah, you think that this is messed up too? It's not just me. Like, let's have each other's back. Let's share a meal. Let's do some art, and we can resist fascism together.
The Comox Valley Queer Center has a growing list of events and activities coming up this spring and summer, from the Queer Potluck this Easter weekend to the Pride Parade this summer, and many weekly, bi-monthly, and monthly gatherings for different activities in between.
Folks can get involved with Queer Center by visiting our website, queercenter.ca. We have a calendar of community events that are happening, and if people want to show up and bring themselves, that's amazing. We'd love that. If people want to volunteer, there's lots of events that we need support with. As well as there's a Discord group, that's the Comox Valley Queer Discord group people can sign up for and stay current with events and socializing that's happening. And what we really need is money. If people with money would financially support Queer Center, we would be able to continue doing events in a sustainable way that supports community and isn't such a financial burden on the people who are organizing the events.
The Queer Potluck on Easter Sunday will be hosted at the Foundry, beginning at 10 a.m. with food starting at noon. The drop-in event is free for all ages and open to everyone, whether they are queer, straight, allies, families, youth, seniors, or beyond.
Everyone who is kind and respectful is welcome. You can bring your friends. You can bring absolutely nothing, just yourself and a good attitude.
For CHLY and CVOX News, this is Heather Watson.
This report, in partnership with CVOX, was made possible with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs program, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.